Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
It's a beautiful Friday here in the nation's capital, and it is the day after St. Patrick's Day. And while the grass is green outside and the sun is shining, there are lots of people who are heading into the office a little late today and perhaps a little more foggy-headed than usual after too much St. Patrick's Day revelry. If you are one of those, or if you know someone who is one of those folks that had a little too much St. Patty's Day fun yesterday, then you're going to enjoy our program today. We have a very experienced former partier to tell us about his own head-splitting hangovers, and his name is Mo Murray, and he's behind a book called Bingo, You're Sober, and Mo joins us on the line from Charleston, South Carolina. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, Burke.
Now, you yourself have gone through what a lot of folks went through yesterday for St. Patrick's Day, but you sort of turned this on its head, and you're moving in the other direction now after some years. Tell us your own story of alcohol and then sort of what brought you to the other side of it.
Well, I dove into the vodka bottle very late in life, Burke, and what we say is we get alcoholics some Yale or jail, and there are so many different drunkalogs. Some people start when they're 7 or 8 with Christmas eggnog that's spiked, and some people like me start when they're 40 when their marriage falls apart, and all different reasons. But it's a terrible, I want to say, addiction. Now, a lot of people don't think it's an addiction, and that's what Bingo speaks to. Bingo's only 98 pages, 1 hour reading, and it's a powerful recovery book. But my drunkalogue is probably similar to millions, but what happens is you have to have behavior modification. You have to change this negative lifestyle, and you have to accept responsibility that your drinking causing a problem, and you kind of go from there. That's square one. Once you say, hey, this is bad, it's my fault, then recovery starts.
Mo Murray is our guest today. He's the author of Bingo, You're Sober. He also hosts a web recovery TV show that I want to talk to you about. But I love the verbiage that I've seen in the book, like slow Mo, for example. And when this all happened with you and you were drinking, were you in fact slow Mo?
Yeah, absolutely. What people think is, and this keeps you in the act of addiction for a long while, you think you're functional.
Right.
You know, you think you can go into work, you think you can drive a car, heaven forbid, and you aren't functional. If any type of emergency or different situation springs up, you're out of control. You know, it was nice to greet you this morning without slurred speech that I could say, you know, Betty bought us some butter and said this butter isn't bitter. But if it was when I was in my active addiction, I was at, hi, Burke, how you doing? This is Mo. Thank you. I've had a meal alone. So this functionality gets a lot of folks. It prolongs their problem with alcohol.
Now, you said that you started to have a problem when you were, you know, in your early 40s and during a bad time in your marriage. Did you drink at all prior to that?
No. No. In fact, in the large commercial insurance agency I was in, we would have these golf outings, and we three partners would buy extra booze for ourselves. And I would I was in Ohio, and I'd take it to the East Coast, born and raised in Dover, Delaware, and I'd pass it out among my brothers and sisters and mother. My mother liked rum. My sister liked scotch. My brother liked vodka. And I wasn't into it at all, but I used it as a coping mechanism. I had custody of my kids, and I had to stay functional. But it's a downward spiral. Soon the solution becomes the problem.
Was there an aha moment for you that one day when you wake up and say, I'm not going to do this anymore? I know my own father, you know, drank, he was a beer guy. And in his early 60s, he got sick one night. you know, threw up. He woke up and the next day said, I'm not going to do it anymore. It was his aha moment. Was there one of those for you?
I would have wished, Burke. I was in the rooms of AA. I was not a one-chip miracle. I have a whole dresser full of white chips. I went in and out and in and out and in and out. Finally, I guess the little adage that they use, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm a hard-nosed Irish potato farmer, and I got sick and tired of throwing up and falling down and hitting my head.
Mo Murray is our guest today. The book is called Bingo, You're Sober. It's available online at bingoyoursober.com. And, you know, you mentioned that you're a hard-nosed Irish guy. When you look at St. Patrick's Day, and, you know, by most cases and most reports, it's just a lot of people out there having fun. So why poo-poo on the fun, Mo?
Absolutely, Burke. All you have to ask yourself the day after is, do normal people drink that way? I mean, if you're used to on the 18th every year of March, having a hangover and maybe calling in sick or going in and being sluggish at work, then that's normal for you. Normal people drink that way. But do normal people take three or four drinks before they go out to their St. Patrick's Day party? Do normal people have stashes of booze in different places? You know, so you just ask yourself, if normal people drink this way, then by golly, God love you, just don't drive and drink.
And certainly don't drive on the same road I'm driving on.
Yeah, amen.
Mo Murray is our guest. He's the author of Bingo, You're Sober. He's also the host of Web Recovery TV. We'll ask him about that and also ask Mo what advice he would give to someone who's listening who may think they have a problem. Right after this on the Burke Allen Show, if you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution, opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world.
It's the Burke Allen Program, and that's the great Scottish-Canadian singer Johnny Reid. Today I'm going to try to change the world. Take it one day at a time. Very apropos for our guest today, Mo Murray, who's the author of Bingo, You're Sober, along with other books as well. And you talk about being able to sort of snap your fingers and bingo, you're sober. And you touch on self-hypnosis. Tell me what you mean by that, Mo.
Well, with self-hypnosis, Burke, that's really the chapter five. And all that is quite literally self-hypnosis. It's not, you don't need a deep trance state for behavior modification. What you're trying to do is get, remember the old iceberg from Psych 101 where 90% subconscious and 10% conscious? We're trying to get beyond the rationale that I need help, I can't get well, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a loser, trying to get behind that to the subconscious, where you get enthusiasm for your recovery, you value yourself, and that's all the hip. It's not fall more deeply, more soundly asleep. It's none of that. Now, what was the first part of your question? You're talking to a 72-year-old guy.
No. I wanted to ask you about, for example, you do the self-hypnosis. You talk about self-hypnosis and that being a bingo, your sober kind of moment, but you believe that that can even begin if you're still drinking.
Oh, that's recovery. Yeah, absolutely. And now I remember the first part of your question. I was on in Louisville, Dr. Stan Fregel or something, and he was in the studio with a psychologist and an addiction counselor, so I couldn't go too heavy on this. But he said, "Mo, we all know it's not as easy as bingo, you're sober, that you're not in recovery when you're still drinking." I said, "Dr. Stan, I think you are," and I left it at that because I didn't want to ruin his segment. But what happens, you're already on a downward spiral, for God's sakes. As I mentioned earlier, you've already hit your head a dozen times. You've been throwing up in front of the toilet bowl for years. So you're ready for the upward climb out of the act of addiction. So you're in recovery when, in chapter one says, when your spirit of love changes. You change from loving alcohol to loving life.
I heard someone talk about getting rid of your stinking thinking, and it sounds very much like what you talk about in Bingo, You're Sober. Mo Murray is our guest today. Our number is 718-506-1944, and you can visit Mo online at bingoyoursober.com, where you host a web recovery TV program. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I need to get you down there from Alexandria down to Charleston and help me put 20 of these in the can, because this thing is lighting up. It's just little 3-minute segments on recovery and very positive segments, and it's a lot of fun. But I'm way behind between my radio interviews and some other speaking engagements I have. I've got to put 20 of these in the can because people are calling me and saying, "Mo, you know, I've seen this episode and this episode. When you come out with the next one?"
We need more Mo. All Mo, all the time. Mo Murray, our guest. It's Bingo, You're Sober, the book. And we thought he would be a fantastic guest to talk to on the day after St. Patrick's Day and the heavy drinking that often goes along with St. Patrick's Day. If there's someone who's listening to this program, either live on the Internet now or as a podcast after the fact, if you could distill, if I can use that word, distill your words of wisdom to them, you know, down to a simple takeaway, what would you tell someone who's really struggling with this right now and needs to make a change?
Well, Burke, I hate to do 38 seconds of the Home Shopping Network, but go to Amazon.com, spend $10, and buy Bingo. These people, these 90% of the 50 million people that have a problem with alcohol don't want this stigma label of alcoholic. They don't want to say they're powerless. They don't want a recovery lifestyle. They say, "Hey, I can handle this." And then Bingo is re-giftable. Then they read it, 98 pages, 1 hour. They give it to a friend who really, really has a drinking problem. That friend reads it, hands it to a person, a friend who really, 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 really has a drinking problem. So it's a way to demystify alcohol for the 90% of the 50 million people that don't feel powerless. They feel, "I can handle this, but just give me some insight." They say about Sherlock Holmes, it's not that he solved the mystery, but as opposed to Dr. Watson, he understood more of the mystery. And this helps the 90% of the 50 million people understand what's going on with them, with alcohol, and they go from there. They forget it. It's not the slow boat to China. Did your mother leave you in a burning circus was the reason you're drinking? None of that.
You know, you see someone like Charlie Sheen, Mo, who says, "Listen, I took care of it all on my own. I've got it under control." It sounds to me like you're saying, well, not necessarily, that you need something to move you in the right direction.
Yeah, some insight. I'm really proud of Bingo because, in a real sense, Burke, I didn't write it. It was written by the recovering community for the recovering community. So it's really strong, powerful stuff. And we live in an addictive society. I want what I want when I want it. So that's why the title, that's why the shock jock title, Bingo, You're Sober, because, hey, this isn't this way. Well, it is. You can get a perspective on alcohol, where you are, whether you're mild, immediate, or normal, and go from there, and not put heads on beds or in psychiatric wards for years and years.
Pick up the book, Bingo, You're Sober, on your website. Is there anywhere else that folks can pick it up?
Yeah, brick and mortars don't have it. Barnes & Noble has it. Even on Amazon, 12 different book providers have it. It ranges from $10 to $12, and Amazon has it on sale for $8 right now.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, for all listeners of the Burke Allen Program, if you can visit Mo Murray online at bingoyoursober.com. You can drop in an email there as well. And check out those episodes of Web Recovery TV and see Mo's smiling face walking you through this thing. It sounds like great practical advice, and I sure appreciate you spending a few minutes with us to talk about it today.
I love it. I love to be a cheerleader for Bingo, Burke.
Thank you, Mo. Mo Murray, our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. He's at bingoyoursober.com in Washington, D.C. I'm Burke Allen. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a